Welcome to this podcast from St. Michael and All Angels Episcopal Church in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We hope you consider hitting like or subscribe. We hope you will share this audio with your friends and neighbors, help others know about our inclusive, theologically progressive community of faith. If you'd like to support our ministries, you can make a gift at stmichaelsabq.org.
Welcome to Ordinary Time. That time when we remember that our God doesn't just come to us in the fire and the wind, and on our high holy days, but our God works through each aspect of our life, cultivating connection and giving us agency to become the people she calls us to be. And in each time in our life, including the times when there isn't much going on, because each of us needs time for the inner work of processing and praying over our lives and reconnecting with our bodies. And we mark ordinary time by reading about Jesus' interactions with totally ordinary stuff, like demonic possession. I must say, I have a complicated relationship with demonic possession as it's presented in the New Testament. Being an autistic trans person, both of those things have been explained by various experts in the church at different times in her life as the result of demonic interference rather than God's creative power. And struggling as mightily as I have with my autism, sexual orientation, and gender identity at different moments in my life, it's complicated for me to hear these stories because as a kid, you don't really know better than to pray to God to cast something like that out. They no longer have to live with their affliction, but I still have to live with every piece of who I am, even the ones that I'm not proud of. And it also turns out that I'm not the only one in the church that struggles with this part of our story. The Episcopal Church has instructions for exorcism, as they're a little bit less well-known than the Roman Catholic Church, but no real deep theological conversation. The church seems uncomfortable discussing the relationship between mental health as we understand it today and demonic possession as it's been understood from the New Testament times until now. And for good reason. The church has used demons to explain away everything from obsessive compulsive behavior to the sacred stories and ceremonies of quote-unquote strange peoples as the church encountered new cultures across the world. And exorcism at times looked a lot more like torture and humiliation for not fitting in than treatment. Our culture seems obsessed at times with godly behavior, though I'm not really sure our culture would use those words. But I chose that word on purpose because I believe that the church had a role in sculpting some of the concepts about what is acceptable in our culture. And those have taken on new meaning and justification as many have moved away from the church. Perhaps a better phrase would be good behavior, but I think it's time to state openly how many practices in the church have had problematic outcomes for those outside the church. There is repair work to do, and as the people of God, we are given unique charge to learn from our history in order to change and grow as the Spirit calls us. Too often has the history of the church taken a turn from the pattern we see in Jesus' healing stories like this one, where he's dealing with complicated ailments that had cultural and scriptural teachings on top of the real experience and suffering of people. The hands of Jesus always restore to community, as well as dislodge the burden of living marginalized in a community that someone cares about. The church has too often sided with those forces that work to separate, humiliate, and discard those that in some places in Scripture are specifically singled out as being close to the heart of God. And there's power for us if we stand in that place where Jesus stood, bringing community back into impossible places and giving space for others to hand their deepest burdens over to the God that will never forsake them. When the church has managed to stand in that place, not as a powerful institution, but as a group of people dedicated to living out the way of love, lives are changed for the better in ways that no one could have expected. But only if we deal with the burden of the hurt that Christians have caused in this space before, repairing what has been broken and asking for forgiveness.